It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande reportedly took home an $8 million paycheck after her performance at Coachella, where she invited NSYNC to perform with her. Justin Timberlake took to social media to congratulate his former NSYNC fanmates on their surprise Coachella performance. He shared a picture with the guys and Ariana Grande on his Instagram with the caption, "You guys killed it last night." He could not make it because he was wrapping up his Man of the Woods tour. Lance Bass actually talked about the little mini NSYNC reunion in an interview, and this is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I've been friends with Ariana for a few years now, and she was a huge NSYNC fan. She went to all the concerts, front, center, row. And when she was putting the Coachella act together, she wanted to see if we would do something with her because her favorite song was Tear to My Heart, and she sampled our song It Makes Me Ill.
And it looks like a source close to the band is saying that everyone in the group has been waiting for Justin to be on board with new music and maybe even a tour.
Of course they do. They have nothing going on with their lives.
Well, yeah. But now they're getting tired of waiting, and because they love their moment with Ariana at Coachella so much and they know fans are still there for them, they actually are willing to just kind of do this without Justin now.
But they're not in sync. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're not all together, you're not in sync.
So you wouldn't be okay with it?
No, would you?
I wouldn't care. I'm not a huge boy band person. Never have been.
So. Liv, are you a boy band kind of a girl or no?
Well, you loved One Direction as well, right?
Oh my gosh.
And then were you a Backstreet Boys or NSYNC person?
Whichever one Brian was on. So I was super, super, super little when they were like a thing. So whichever one Brian was on, which I think was Backstreet Boys.
Whether it's a boy band or just a band in general, like I like Journey, but like they got their like lead singer.
Journey is not a boy
band.
No, listen to me. Please, ladies, your estrogen's overrunning. I said, whether it's a boy band or just a regular band, like for example, Journey, they have a singer that I think they found off of YouTube, like a karaoke guy. He sounds just like the lead singer, but that's not the band, Alex. I want to see the original band. If somebody quits or dies, I'm not going to see the quote-unquote band, because it's not them. Boy band or rock band or whatever.
Isn't
band.
Journey missing like one of the people that replaced them?
Yeah, he refuses to be part of the band anymore, sing. And so they got this
What's
other
the
guy.
What's the drama behind that? Give us that garbage.
I don't know. Listen, I Journey was before my time, but I still appreciate their music. That's like if Queen's performing. It's like, no. Freddie Mercury's dead, bro.
Wendy Williams has now filed for divorce after almost 22 years of marriage, and she gave an update on her TV show yesterday.
I'm moving out of sober house in just a few days, you know? You know I've been dealing with issues with addiction, alcoholism, and I have a whole new life that I plan for myself and my son. Addressing my sobriety, my addiction head on, has really helped me sort out every single compartment of my life. I have a commitment to me and my son to come out of here better, stronger, and faster than ever.
Singer Bebe Rexha revealed to her fans on Twitter that she is bipolar. She said, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. But now I know why. I'm bipolar and I'm not ashamed anymore. That is all." And then she put in parentheses, "crying my eyes out." She also said that she's working on new music and it will be her favorite album because she isn't holding anything back, and she didn't say when the album would be released. And Aretha Franklin has been honored with a special Pulitzer Prize for art, drama, and music. She is being honored for her indelible contribution to American music and culture for more than 5 decades.
Get it, girl.
Of course, she passed away from pancreatic cancer on August 18th, 2018.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Come now, everybody. A little respect, just a little bit. Hey!
Coming up in less than an hour, someone overheard an interesting phone call that this celebrity was having at dinner.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.